Papa, can you read me a story before bed?
Boy, well, let's see. Did you finish all your chores?
Yes, Papa.
And did you finish your homework?
Yes, Papa.
Have you been polite and considerate today?
I have, sir.
And let me see. Do you get a story?
Could you tell me the ending of the story, The Legend of Papa Fatherson and Boy Fatherson? Finish it finally? Can we get to the end?
Oh, you want to finish the Papa and Boy story? You want the finale, the very end of it, the whole rest of the story?
Oh, please, Papa. And I've been a very good boy.
Do you remember where we left off? This is very important if you're going to hear the end of a story, or do you need to start over at the beginning again?
Oh, no, yes, Papa. I remember exactly where we left off. Papa Fatherson faked Boy Fatherson's death to turn him into a political martyr to advance his own agenda against Boy's will after Boy escaped to Boy Cult territory, when he was made into a public figure for his great capacity to do surgery when he had no capacity to do surgery. And he took on a new identity there, Hilarious Boy, became one of the leaders of Boy Cult, and developed a new system for training papas to be more boyish called the Boy Father System. And unbeknownst to him, his first student and test case is actually his own father, Papa Fatherson, who was captured by Boy Cult but had his mustache shaved off, so Boy Fatherson couldn't recognize him. And of course, Boy Fatherson was wearing face paint, the war face paint of all the boys, so Papa Fatherson couldn't recognize him. At the same time, the Fatherson Protectorate faked Papa Fatherson's death to turn him into a political martyr to advance their agenda against his will, and power's now been centralized in the hands of Father Dearest, the hard-fisted ruler who turned the Fatherson's ever-escalating war on the boys against the very people whose promise to advantage, the fathers. Like a patriarchal boomerang that threatens to destroy everything that both papas and boys hold dear.
Very good, boy, but you forgot one part. Do you remember what became of Little Mulligan?
Oh, that's right, Papa. He was sold out by Boy Cult, who he believed to be his allies, and captured by the Fatherson system and brought to the Great Boy Punishment Complex. But he was freed in the Great Boy Punishment Complex jailbreak, and his adopted father, struggling father, is still mourning his dead original son, struggling boy, so much that it's taken over his life in a way that doesn't seem healthy. It's not really clear how Mulligan feels about it, but it is clear that his stepfather is neglecting him emotionally, and his current whereabouts and affiliations are unknown.
That's my boy. What a memory on this kid. You know what, son? You're ready. You're ready to hear the end.
Thank you, Papa.
The finale of the last... Papa and Boy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let me just open up this tome here.
The movie every father is talking about.
A tasteful depiction of the real-world issue of Papa Shrimp slaves held hostage in Boy Cult territory. Father Rights Watch.
A triumph of the father's spirit, a refutation of boyhood. Deadspot.
Prestigious Papa is earning his 5 Pipey Awards in every frame, Papa Cool reviews.
A depiction of a Papa slave escape and boy massacre that will change cinema. 5 toolboxes out of 5. Pop's Popcorn Flicks.
A movie that understands what it's like to be a modern dad. No BS, no hand-holding. Jed Popper Pop.
Not a dry mustache in the house. Top Papa Entertainment.
Every hour is worth it. Buckle up, Dad's Net.
If only Papa Fatherson was alive to see this. The Honorable Daddy Dadson.
700,000 loyal 5-star reviews. For Freedom for Fathers. A deeply moving slavery epic. Now nominated for 12 Pipeys and 8 Golden Grills, including Best True Story. A movie to bring awareness to Boy Cult war crimes. A movie that reminds us what it means to be a father.
Now playing.
We now go to a Boy Cult training dojo where a radical procedure to tame and reform fathers using the experimental Sunfather system is underway.
No. Pick up the ball and throw it again.
You call that a limp, boyish throw? You can do worse than that. Again, limper. Drop to the ground, give me 50, and say, Papas don't know best.
Papas don't know best. Papas don't know best. Papas don't know best. Papas don't know best. Papas don't know best. I don't want to cry, but I am.
You call that anyways. Crying? Why are you holding back?
Papas don't know best.
Sob harder. Now march right over to that toy box and pick the toy that is the most fun.
When I open the toy box, I will know organically what seems fun. I'll just pick it without thinking. Ooh, puzzles and superhero action figure.
You don't look like you're having fun to me.
Oh, figure out which toy to play with.
Oh, you can't play with me as another toy.
Are you
toy?
Playing or are you pretending to play?
I'm not a toy. I'm a real superhero. I'm going to use my laser fart to explode God.
Now you're getting it. Let loose.
Now that God isn't real, I'm going to play this xylophone, which is giant to me.
I think he's starting to get it.
I didn't think it was possible.
All right, you may approach me. Present your homework.
Can I play with toys right now instead?
Very good. You've passed the final test. Your coloring has been consistently outside the lines. Your bed not been made in months.
Thank you.
I can't remember the last time I checked up after bedtime when you were actually asleep.
Got a little flashlight under the covers, reading magazines, comics, or looking at pictures.
The kernel of fatherhood grows from the injured boy inside. The only way to truly let go of the father within, the father that's still bossing you around.
I quiet the voice of the eternal father, but I still feel his presence.
In order to become a boy again, a real boy, we need to remove that kernel, heal the boy inside.
I am ready, master. Sorry, apprentice.
We're going to journey back to when you were actually a boy. Close your eyes. Think about the first spinny cap you had as a boy. Look at the propellers spinning. Spinning and spinning.
Oh, wow.
Now, think about the first time your papa made you feel like what you want doesn't matter.
No, papa. I want to stay on the car when you drive. I'll sit on top of the car. No.
Think back into the injustice. Feel
don't
it.
Don't pick me up.
Inside your
don't
gut.
Don't pick me up. I don't care what it is, papa. I want to eat it.
Now move forward. Think about a time you did that to your boy.
You have to be a surgeon like your grandfather, okay? Stand-up comedy is not a good career for a boy.
Stand-up comedy?
You're a test case, boy.
Test case for what?
No, you have to do the surgeries, every single one of them, on those babies, or else I'm a failure. You wouldn't want your father to be a failure, humiliate your old man like that? Get back in the surgery box.
Now, imagine your papa and boy, and give yourself as a boy what you needed from your papa.
Oh, I can't do it. It hurts too much.
Look that little boy version of yourself in the face and tell him that he's good enough.
You are good enough. I'm sorry, son. I should have listened to you. I should have never made you an experimental test case for the Fatherson system when I invented it. I wish you were still alive so I could just apologize and take accountability and make amends. But you're definitely dead.
Open your eyes.
Oh my God, I get it.
I can see it. The boyish glint in your eyes. It's there, it's real.
Look at this. Woohoo! I'm just moving around in a weird way.
Some of the things you said, that you invented the Fatherson system and your kid wanted to be a comedian. And
right, yeah, that...
Is that true? It's hard to tell without your mustache, but...
Can I answer that question with another question?
My papa was Papa Fatherson.
Imagine
what I'd look like without this face paint.
Let me just spit on this napkin and... Holy boy. You're the inventor of the Sunfather system?
I can't believe
it. Bringing me through this grueling training all this time?
My student this entire
time. Shaving my mustache?
Has been you. I thought you died at the Battle of Father's Pass.
I thought you died at the Battle of Father's Pass.
Papa.
Boy, We're reunited.
We're reunited.
And we both agree on the same stuff, the boy
we're
cult
ideologically
thing.
We're aligned for the first time. Together.
Together,
like a double helix.
That we can make the world a better place for Papa and boys alike in harmony. And it's all thanks to your insight, which is a result of my insight and parenting. So it's kind of a shared victory.
So why did you do it, Papa?
Do it? What do you mean, boy? I didn't do anything. I've always done what's right for my family.
You're going to have to face it eventually.
Face it? I mean, I'm practically facing it 24-7. I've triple, doubled, and quadruple faced it more than anyone would.
We could have done so much together. We
did! Everything's great.
Why did you kill me, Papa?
Ah! Okay. Horrible dream. I'm all right. Still in my lush bed in boy cult territory.
Boy Dangerous, sir?
Yes, Boy Dangerous here.
You.
One of the leaders of boy cult. Thanks for coming into my bedroom.
We just have to discuss the second annual Hilarious Boy Memorial Extravaganza War Party that we're having next week.
The memorial.
We really need some decisions from you.
I've just been really caught up in mourning him.
Right. He's the one who turned you into a boy.
He was like a son father to me, and I've tried to be the best father son I could.
And everybody sees that, how much you loved him and never betrayed him. And
thank you. And I'm mourning. Even after all this time, some people say it's a second annual. Why don't you get off your butt and...
Well, if you want, I can book the bouncy castles, but we really need you to pick the entertainment. You want that personal touch.
Yeah, perfect. Here, let me just grab that catalog from you. Ooh, that is a sassy. I pick him 100%. I say anyone in this book is good, but I picked a few out there for you.
No comedians? Hilarious Boy was a commit maybe to honor him.
It's too
painful.
Painful, yeah, because he was a comedian. I accepted that entirely at the time of his death.
Hey, Boy Dangerous. You got a minute? You done
General
in here?
Slingshot, you son of a bitch. Come here. No one is more ruthless to the Papa scum than this guy.
You know you gotta be. You gotta be ruthless.
Thank you. Can you bring me some cookies and toys, please? But leave it outside. We're gonna have a private meeting. Bye-bye.
Hard to believe it's been 2 years. We've been running this thing together. You, my second in command. Mm-hmm. Me in charge.
When it works, it works.
Well, I think it's a celebration, right? You got anything special?
Oh, yes. Let me open up my top shelf here. Ooh, this is expensive. Imported lollipops. Big, round, rainbow ones.
Juicy. It's a juicy pop.
It's all artisan, self-organized boys, according to boy traditions. They actually come with these little red bows to put on our head.
It's silly.
But it's also important.
Silly and important are synonyms.
Little bow actually is a historic...
All right.
Here, there's a respect element to it.
Open this wrapper and cheers.
To many more years of co-rulership.
You is my second... below.
And it's
actually many more years.
Really working. That is.
Oh, yeah. I'm tasting notes of sandalwood in there and apple, I think, and it's smoky, but it's sweet.
It's one of the best.
Well, I think I need a glass of water.
Oh, my God. Here, let me get you. Oh, my gosh. General Slingshot. Here, drink. He's dead. Just putting these lollipops in the garbage out of evidence. Help! Something horrible's happened! It's bad!
Welcome back to Boy Cult Beat Morning News Radio.
News and views in Boy Cult controlled territories. Today's top story. General Slingshot, killed at age 7.5. Murdered by either the treacherous Papas or some sort of treacherous boy within.
It's a damn shame, and it's a damn good thing that Boy Dangerous is here to run things now.
If there's one boy that I would trust to get to the bottom of this, it would definitely be Boy Dangerous, his closest friend and second in command. One of our journalists caught up with him today and had a chance to ask him, how does he feel moving up from number 2 to number 1? And he said this.
I'm still number 2. Number 1 is the boys of Boy Call. Thank you. I'm going to listen to them.
He also said that the Hilarious Boy Extravaganza War Memorial Service next week is going forward as planned. It's touching that he still wants to honor the boy who trained him.
Anyone who's ever trained a Papa will tell you there is nothing that makes you more proud and seeing him go out there and play, and I think he would just be so proud of Boy Dangerous.
I'm gonna pour out this fruit juice for General Slingshot for Hilarious Boy. Sometimes war against the Papas is fun and all, but we've just lost so many good boys. Sometimes it gets to you.
Please, Father's in system, don't kill our Boy Dangerous. He's the last real boy left. And that's why we have to redouble our efforts in the war effort. The Papas have deep pockets for armaments and suicide bombs and surveillance technology. And us boys, we have to chip in from our trinkets, toys, and candy. We're doing a big war fundraising run. Talk more about that later. But in other news,
the Boy Science Institute has announced that they've successfully isolated 7 substances that only boys can see.
Boy cult scientists have confirmed, without the help of the Papas, because we can do it ourselves, long-held suspicion that the Papaton River was being polluted by the Fatherson Refinery. We can see certain things that Papas just can't.
As they always say, you need a carefree heart to do science well. And look, we're calling on the Papa scientists to admit that we made a real discovery and accept the truth. They won't do it, of course.
I hate them. So do all of us.
Well, we only hope that those hardworking boys at the Boy Science Institute figure out a way to end this thing once and for all.
Please, boy scientists, end this war.
Next up, Boy Cult News Fashion Hour. The latest suspenders.
Big buttons.
6 propeller wings on your spinny hat? Some fashion experts say it's coming.
This isn't your papa's spinny hat. I'll just turn off this radio in the Boy Science Institute.
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah, it's just propaganda anyways.
But propaganda pays our bills.
We got a package here.
Ooh, vials.
Slides, test tubes, petri dishes.
I see data. Let me analyze it.
Papa scientists have really spoiled us this time.
Truth is, we wouldn't be able to do all this science without help from the Papas.
And they wouldn't be able to do it without us.
I think our long-running and secret collaboration with Father Scientists, it just goes to show how much more we can do if we really work together. And
once the world sees what we've done, they'll see the power of collaboration and coming together, and they'll turn away from hate and division.
I'm just optimistic now. I feel like on both sides there's a secret and growing understanding that this helps us all. It's a letter from the Papa Scientist.
Dear Boy Scientists, we will no longer be able to have correspondence or collaborate on projects, as my division has been overtaken by the Fatherson Institute for the Advancement of Boy Genocide. Me and my colleagues are being fired en masse, accused of sharing our science for the advancements of boy cult. I am afraid for my life. It has been extremely hard to do the tests that you requested, but included is the results, data that only boys can interpret. Please do not attempt to respond in any way, ever again. From what you've explained to me, the stakes are very high, and it's possible that the worst case scenario may be unfolding. Goodbye, and I'm proud of you.
Jeez, that's a sucker punch.
Oh.
Boy Genocide.
He was proud of us.
I noticed he said that too.
Guys, these slides and test tubes are not looking good.
Let's put the data into the machines and we'll just
interpret
it. Get a reading.
Just look at the printout here, and golly.
E.
Oh my gosh.
It's E. It's consistent with the scenario E.
Scenario E is happening?
E?
The great tumble down?
My worst
nightmare. No, not tumble down.
Tumble and crumble and burn and flood and die and rot.
Things are gonna go away.
The water's gonna go away. The rocks and the leaves and the deers could go bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Now look. A total social, economic, ecological collapse of our society, probably the total annihilation of papas and boys alike, as everything tumbles down into a irreversible catastrophe that annihilates the planet and everything on it. That doesn't feel good as scientists.
It's a cruel joke.
Okay, so we can just take a beat on that, being only human in these moments, but we can change this. We can turn this around through popular science education. Nonpartisan communication that breaks through the noise. They'll look at the evidence and they'll change direction. We gotta have hope.
Fatherson Institute for the Advancement of Boy Genocide, how can I direct your call?
Hi there, I'm calling from the Father Tin Bugle. I just wanted to ask a few questions.
Oh, for sure. You know, we're an open book. Loved your expose on the shrimp scandal.
Well, those sneaky boys had it coming. I am wondering if you at the Institute have any statements on boy scientists claiming to have isolated chemicals that only they can see?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are fibs. These are tall tales at best. Some of those findings actually were stolen from our laboratory. The idea that the boys did this sort of science is just not possible.
So you're saying the science is true, but fathers did it?
Well, no, that's wrong. It's also being boyishly misinterpreted.
Are there or are there not substances only boys can see?
Well, I mean, rudeness, boyishness, these are the sorts of social substances that only boys can enact.
The boys have expressed interest in working with the Papas.
Sorry, I have to go. We have a group of investors coming in, and we've got a very special presentation on our core mission, which I don't know if you know this as a journalist, is genocide, the genocide of boys. So maybe next time you call, you might have a question about that.
Oh, that sounded rough.
Yeah, he's a fucking prick. That's what he is.
Are you okay? Are you good to go meet with the investors?
If anything, I'm rejuvenated by that opportunity to stand up for our project and our research. Front door. Gentlemen.
Come on in. Come on
good
in.
Good to see you all.
We have boy slaves right there to take your coats. If you need anything, pipe, tobacco, beer, warm towel, barbecue, they will bring it.
Right this way, if you look on the right, you can see some of our experiments. Some of them still underway, some of them failed.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Half boy, half papa, monstrosities, extra strong cages. They're of no danger to anyone, despite viciously trying to get out.
Yeah, the ones suspended in bubbling green liquid would be dangerous if the glass broke, but also that would never happen because it's very strong Papa-grade glass. Right this way into the executive lounge. You get your own recliner, pick your own angles. It is a massage chair. There's a heat dial. I see you took one of the hats. Looks great on you. You are the elite upper-class investors. The other investors wouldn't get this kind of treatment.
So if you're settled and comfortable, I am just going to pop in this investor presentation tape and hit play.
My boy's been wearing me out, staying up all night, jumping on the bed. I spend all day at work and come home, doing a second shift, picking up after him.
The dishonesty, the duplicitousness. Can't a father get a break from the tyranny of the demanding boy?
You can't get rid of the little things.
Why do boys exist instead of not existing in the first place?
It's the papa's burden.
Even if we killed them all, they would come back.
There's always more.
I can't handle it. I'm gonna kill myself. Just load my gun.
Sad to see it, but I understand.
I'm just about to do it. Nothing can save me now.
Now hold on just 1 minute.
Friend, I think you might want to hear our investor presentation first.
Sit down, get comfortable, take out your checkbook.
All right, I'll just put down this gun and thank you for the warm towel.
Yeah, I was feeling despair, but nothing picked me up like an old investor meeting.
Come and take a seat with the other Papa investors and get ready to sit back, be impressed, and write a check.
You spoke, Father Sin Protectorate, and we listened. We've got to get rid of these boys. We've got a live studio audience of investors here for our big pitch. And I think the elephant in the room, the thing on everyone's lips, everyone's whispering, genocide.
Now, the one thing that I want to get into all of your heads right away is that there is a way. Say it with me. There is a way.
There is a way. We believe.
Now, you know, the traditional problem of genocide is that it doesn't bring enough return on investment. And that has been changed by an incredible and immaculate new technology. And we have now a video presentation. We've got the tape here. We're just going to put this on in front of the studio audience.
Brand new screen, new projector, state-of-the-art sound. Get ready to be immersed.
Only the best for our live studio audience of investors.
All right, all right. I can tell you're hungry for it. Let's press play.
Hungry.
Since taking over the Papatin Refinery, the Institute for Boy Genocide has made great strides in the science of not just getting rid of the boys that currently exist, but making sure that no boys ever exist again.
The Fatherson Institute for the Advancement of Boy Genocide was founded on a hope and a wish. when the Fatherson Protectorate's militias stormed and captured Boy Cult laboratories, seizing their research, the Forever Boy Project, for the good of fatherkind.
Many of you might have heard of Forever Boy, the legendary Boy Cult science project attempting to keep boys as boys forever. Now, of course, the boys were never able to bring this to fruition.
Their little hands fumbling the beakers.
So they did create some cute little cardboard trifold dioramas. It took Papa scientists working round the clock to not just invent Forever Boy, but to invent its opposite, Never Boy.
When Papa scientists discovered Forever Boy, it was decided to destroy it. While Forever Boy may seem like a useful way to get access to an infinite number of permanently boy slaves, it was ultimately ruled the twisted power falling into the hands of Boy Cult would be too fatal, the remaining vials destroyed. Never Boy was created by inverting Forever Boy and creating a new path to make it so boys never exist in the first place.
Imagine it. With Never Boy, every boy will be born a papa. Day one, slacks, a nice suit and tie, a briefcase, a mustache, ready to go to work.
Fully formed fathers, marching right out.
Straight from the source.
No boy stage required. Impossible, many of you might say. Leave the room now.
This opportunity isn't for you.
Our competitors say they are going to round up and kill every existing boy. To them we say, where will fathers come from?
By our calculations, each and every papa not having a boy to take care of will be able to do at least twice as much work, and we will have twice as many papas when every boy has been turned into a papa. Overall productivity will quadruple day one, and the benefits will exponentially increase from there.
The Fatherson Institute for the Advancement of Boy Genocide understands that our Never Boy Serum, if applied correctly, will transform the Fatherson Protectorate into a permanently stable, crystalline union of fathers without sons.
Perfectly organized with a few papas at the top and a whole lot of papas at the bottom scrambling to get jobs.
This strict hierarchy of fathers will make the world and the universe itself our son. Commanding it, controlling it, directing it, and disciplining it for all of history. The dialectic resolved.
Because the only thing stronger than a double helix is a single helix.
A big, thick helix for all of time and history.
Never Boy, a new serum ready for mass production. And now, a word from five-time Pipey Award winner, prestigious Papa.
Yeah, I mean, I've been investing in this genocide thing, the Never Boy shit, because, I mean, when I was doing Freedom for Fathers, doing research, talking to people, I mean, the crimes of these boys, I think it's genetic. It's not like so much a behavioral thing or whatever, but I think it has to be wiped out somehow. So yeah, I got in on it and I actually made a bunch of money so far, so pretty sick. I guess it's like about the triumph of the father spirit and shit. And we'll just turn off that presentation. Yeah, look under your seat. That is a vial of the Never Boy Serum there. It's ready for mass production. You can take that home with you.
If you have any boys you want to try it out on, just give it to them and they will be a papa.
It will fully grow them into a papa immediately. You can put them right to work.
One of our servers will be coming around to collect checks on a silver platter. You can place the checks on the platter.
Mm-hmm. I see everyone taking us up on this incredible opportunity. Well, that's great.
Exciting. We're excited for you.
And we're just going to have the platters going around a second time. If you're like, oh, some of the other people gave more than me. Like,
yeah, you want to avoid the scenario 6 months from now when they're laughing at you because they invested more. And
so you can put a second check. They're both going to be dated the same, so no one will be able to tell which came first or second. So you can make it even bigger than that. To make it seem like you always,
right?
We know a lot of people choose to do that.
All right, and we'll just pop that out.
So that's the
it.
End of the video part of the presentation. Any questions? Do you guys want to invest now?
Yeah, do you want another tour of the weird freaks in the lab?
Oh yeah, we're totally down to do that all day. After you guys leave, we're just gonna hang out there. Do we get free Never Boy under our seats?
No, I'm sorry. That was a one-time thing only. Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff's real military grade, really expensive. So short answer, no. This investor meeting was a stinkier crock of shit than a toilet full of diapers. A friend of mine let me get into this scam artist bullshit on his behalf.
He owed me a favor. I got the evidence he needed to prove his boy was innocent. My boy was innocent too. The name's Detective Papa. Undercover. But this time I'm not on a mercenary mission. I'm on a mission to save the goddamn world and create heaven on earth by solving the biggest mystery of my career. It was clear that the Fatherson Protectorate had the means, opportunity, and incentive to conduct a full and complete genocide of the boys. When I was 10 miles out of Master Father, I got a call from an old friend who'd got me out of a lot of jams. He told me he'd gotten up to one of his signature escapades, done a high-level stunt that left a lot of egg on a lot of powerful faces. Scientists and Boy Cult had determined to make an announcement that Boy and Father Society alike were headed towards an apocalyptic event that would make a lot of things that we like a lot go away, like a twisted and broken peekaboo because of a cumulative cascade of external secondary effects from the Siamese twin Papa and Boy societies on this planet. That's the other piece of this double helix, the end of the world. They're calling it the tumbling down. Boy Cult leadership denied it. They tried to suppress the report, but my old friend, he broadcast it on Boy Cult radio anyways. Mulligan, you maverick. You've done it again, old friend. The word's out. The Fatherson elite knows about it. The Boy Cult elite knows about it. But they're both bringing it on. Why? A clock's ticking down right now, hanging over me. The dynamite fuse is lit. What's coming in the tumble down will make the most ardent Papa genocide heir blush. It's all or nothing for our societies on this planet. I'm the only one with a corkboard connecting these dots, and I'm about to blow this case wide open. There's only one way out. It all depends on what Papa and Boy do next. Hey, excuse me, boys out here on this country road.
Keep driving, mustache.
Great hopscotch course, by the way. I used to chase a hoop down the road when I was your age, too.
Shut up!
I'm just looking for, I heard there's like underground comedy club around here. It's like Simple Boy's Comedy Barn.
Who told you that?
My son, my dead son, Detective Boy. Here's a picture of him. I look at it all the time, so I just already headed out. We'd always talked about going to Simple Boy's Comedy Barn, and as part of grieving him, I'm making the trek out here to Free Boy territory just to get closure.
What do you think? Okay. You just drive 2 miles down the road here.
Take a right, but you end up going left.
It's right, left, right.
First you go over the bridge and then back around on.
Then you just follow that winding road for about half an hour.
Everybody, thanks for being here. It's a great crowd tonight. You know, my life on this farm is so simple.
How simple is it?
It's so simple. When I read the morning paper, it says, nothing doing. Now, I'm a farm boy. Politics, I don't care about. It makes no sense to me. Life on the farm, that makes sense. I vote with my hands, not a ballot. I'm voting for milk at the crack of dawn. Voting for eggs in the chicken coop. Fields of reliable country beans. Yeah. Every single day on this farm is the same as the one before it. Simple. So when I'm hearing about militarized uprisings, climate collapse, violent dispossession, the hands of the Papa elite, I'm just thinking, how about a country walk to clear your head instead? That's what I'm about. You know, now the boy scientists are saying that the world is going to end in this great tumbling, and that everything we care about is going to go away forever. You know, I don't really pay attention to that stuff. They're all crooks. Every politician is a crook. And the only ones worth anything end up killed, or are so jaded that they just give up. Honestly, I say bring the end of it on. If Papas and Boys just want to kill each other and grind each other into dust, who am I to stop them? Changing the world is too complex for me. We don't need another idiot out there yapping about transformative social change through existing social institutions and blowing himself up in the process. Now, I prefer the simple farm life. My life out here is so simple that I get to make time for my friends and family, even in these rushed modern times. So
So sorry to get all political, but, you know, I think it's important. Because if it does all end, you know, maybe after this is all gone, something new will come around to replace it, you know, something different. Something's neither Papa nor Boy. Someone who can build a new kind of society that actually works. Because it all seems pretty doomed. These Papas and these Boys that exist right now, I think there's something wrong with the whole batch. It's a bad breed. And if a runaway death train is heading for our way of life, I don't need anybody telling me I should have stepped in front of it and turned myself to roadkill, because I'm just a
simple country boy comedian.
Just give up. I'm having a peaceful life. Thanks, thank you. Yeah, sure, I can sign that. It's just...
Hey, simple boy, great show tonight.
Oh, thanks. It's always great to see a papa enjoying the show.
Yeah, and this country air is so nice. You can see so many stars compared to where in the city where I'm from.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm tired. If you want me to sign something, I can do it.
Oh, yeah, no, I do have this Peaceful Life t-shirt, Papa size.
Sure, I can make that out to...
Detective Papa, P.O.
Oh, sure.
I do have some information that I think you'd like to know.
Just give it to my assistant. I'm sure it's very interesting.
You'd want
to
hear it.
I don't think you know what I want.
I know that you didn't die two times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard that the strange boy who records people's death words did you a really, really big solid and sacrificed himself. I was really emotionally stirred by it as a detective.
Okay, get to the point.
I know that you betrayed Papa Fatherson, Boy Dangerous, first.
Oh, I did. Did I? I betrayed him first? When did you start counting that from? When was the beginning of the chain of betrayals there?
We could get into that.
Who are you?
Boy Cult era betrayals.
If you're here to kill me, you should just do it, okay? If you think I'm not prepared for that, I've known this day was coming, so just take me out into the field.
It's not.
Because I don't want even one fan to see me like that. Let the birds pick me apart by morning. They deserve a good meal.
Yeah, I'm not here to kill you, actually. I'm working on the case of the assassinated small surgeon. I actually know the answer to that part, but it opened greater questions, so I couldn't really close the case. I like to name my cases after the inciting mystery as they cascade out into branching paths.
Clearly, you want something from me, so what is it? Because I just want to live a simple country life.
Yeah, I love that material.
It's not
material.
I love
that comedy. I love that artifice.
It's me. It's who I am now.
So the inherited situation we are in, not by our fault, is that the Fatherson system and the system of boy exploitation that makes it possible is heading for an apocalyptic event that annihilates the entirety of our civilization, boykind and papakind alike. And at the same time, the Fatherson system is organizing a large-scale genocide. My sources tell me that within the next 6 months, they're going to be invading all of the boy-held territories and eliminating the entirety of boykind. I'm the only one who understands, I think, everything that's going on here. And I have a plan to stop it, but my plan only works with you, Boy Fatherson, Secret Boy Fatherson, living a simple country comedian.
Look, I wish you the
best.
Listen,
polling shows 94% of Papas and the Fatherson Protectorate say that they would revolt if there was evidence that Boy ever disobeyed Papa Fatherson even one time. They would immediately want to try a different system if it turned out they were not to blame for their own failures under the system. 79% of Boy Cult residents and 96% of Free Boys say they would follow Hilarious Boy, quote, unquestioningly to the death if he had not been tragically slain. Whether you like it or not, you are in a powerful position here, Boy, and I need you to help me tell the truth about what has happened and who you are and who your father is. That is how we save the world.
Not interested. Look, I appreciate you had this whole big speech planned, and you thought that telling me the world is gonna end and I'm the only one who can say that
true and true
is gonna change my mind because I don't really believe the things that I'm saying on stage, but
true.
It's not true. I don't care. Burn it all down. I hope that the tumbling does happen and it all ends because there's nothing good or beautiful in this world except those few moments you can have alone on the farm. So, I'm not giving that up for anything.
the truth, boy. This is about the truth.
I've tried telling the truth. People don't accept it.
What I am proposing, boy, is that you and I break into the boy cult palace and kidnap your father. And then we show and tell the entire world what is really happening here underneath the layers of deception. Together, you can transform the entirety of this society into something that makes sense and bring peace to a land of strife.
Even if I wanted to, you think he's going to go along with it? You want to know why I wanted him taken out of the boy cult leadership? Not killed, by the way, which is what he planned for me. Twice. Three times? Maybe four. I don't know.
I have three, but my sources do sometimes miss things.
I thought he really got it. I thought I had changed him. But then he started cozying up to Slingshot and his cronies, who already thought way too much like the Papas. And I could just see what was going to happen, and what did happen after they got rid of me. So no, there's no fixing him. And if we tried to unite the world together, it wouldn't work, because we don't work together.
You're a funny guy, boy Fatherson. It's funny how you think.
If that's everything you got, thanks for the pitch, but nah.
Look, here's a picture of my kid, Detective Boy.
Never seen him in a little detective hat like that. That's Peanut.
We used to solve mysteries together.
I knew him as Peanut. He's a good kid. One of our best.
I understand that you were there at Father's Pass when they got him.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss.
Hey, I always told him I didn't like that name, Peanut. Detective Boy is a good name. Not everyone's papa's a detective, but it is what it is. Can't control him. Shouldn't want to. Last time I saw him, he was getting dragged off by these goons. We were starting the case of the small surgeon, and he actually had the best clue of the case. But I didn't listen to the boy, and I never got to tell him, actually. He kind of blew the whole thing open.
Typical papa.
This case is our case. I need to solve it. I'm here. Palms up. Kill me now if you are planning that. Let's close this loop together. Let's stop the end of the world and bring about heaven on earth. And if you can't do it for yourself, if you can't do it for the world, do it for Peanut.
It's a worthy goal, but I don't do that kind of thing anymore. So, if there's nothing else, I'm going to be getting back to my green room.
I don't think you believe this stuff about welcoming the end of the world, withdrawing from everything. I think what it really is that you're afraid. You're afraid that you'll be like him.
I could never be like him.
That there's something locked in, that you can't be trusted.
What if I can't? You ever thought of that?
I heard this great quote. It really stuck with me. The kernel of fatherhood grows from the injured boy inside.
I mean,
we can heal that boy by kidnapping your father and letting Peanut's soul go to rest.
Ah, you bastard. I'm in.
You will not regret this.
I had to hand it to him. Detective Papa had this all planned out. To get past the border into Boy Cult, we dressed up Detective Papa like a runaway slave. One of the costuming wizards working at Fatherson Picture Flicks got us the very same shrimper slave costume that won prestigious Papa the Best Actor Award. That costume was so convincing and smelled so much like real sand shrimp, they waved us right through.
Business entering Boy Cult?
Just a simple shrimp slave hunter returning my catch back to his boy owners.
Oh, that's shrimp alright. Alright, pass on through.
From there, a member of the Seed Boys, known only as the Torso, led us through the old underground tunnel network, built by first-generation Boy Cult escapees.
Ever since they started cracking down on the secret poppiness inside, it's not safe to go on the surface.
Thanks, Torso.
Thanks, Torso. Bye.
That led us right up into the heart of Boy Cult territory. The palace grounds were crawling with troops. We had the traumatized medic boy set up a distraction. 13 bombs, 13 seconds apart, to destroy the Death Words Emporium at the Boys Only Plaza. He said it was personal to him. After witnessing struggling boy's death, seeing his death words twisted and used, the traumatized medic began to hate the culture of martyr veneration, celebrating death words.
Oh, our Emporium of Death Words!
No, they're burning those beautiful bound volumes.
How will we know what the martyrs said?
Boy Cult will never be the same. Hello, we need troops. We need all the troops over here. There's terrorism
happening.
Send
all the police in the whole region, the whole security zone. No, that's not enough. We need
more. Send them all. Send everybody.
Leave areas unprotected if needed. We need more help.
You're going to be busy for a while trying to figure that out. Puzzle-loving boy, who joined Boy Cult after being rejected by his puzzle-hating father, planted a devious series of red herring clues, sending them on a wild goose chase. So when we arrived at the palace, there was nobody there. Cookie Boy, formerly known as Accountant Boy, who was orphaned in Father Dearest's Night of the Long Knives against accountants, left us his cookie delivery van as a mobile headquarters and to get us through the palace gates.
Smells like cookies. Head right on through.
Detective Papa waited in the van while I went inside the palace. Gunk, the head of palace security, formerly known as News Dad's Silent Son, had been able to extend the normal maintenance period on the security system from 30 seconds to 5 minutes, which means I had 5 minutes to get in, crawl through the vents, just big enough for a boy, to the throne room, where Boy Dangerous, Papa Fatherson, my papa, was in last minute preparations before leaving to celebrate the second anniversary of my death. I had Detective Papa on a headset in my ears, guiding me through the vents.
Alright, if you crawl ahead in the vent, there should be a 6.5 centimeter wide blue strip. That's the direction you want to go.
I can't tell blue from green from anything in here. It's too dark. You didn't tell me it's going to be so hot. It smells like stinky socks.
Yeah, it's filthy, boys. They don't clean up after themselves. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, one last time. I shoot him with the trank dart from my slingshot.
Yeah, from the vent. You knock him out. You use the ties I gave you to tie him up. There's a decorative motorcycle in the throne room.
The boy cycle, yeah.
Put him on the back, and there's also a decorative ramp leading toward the third story window. So, I mean, sure, crawling through the stinky vents. I sincerely wish that wasn't the case, but
the escape's gonna be really badass, yeah.
I mean, I wish I got to do that.
Oh, wait, I think I see him, but I can't get a good shot. He keeps leaning forward like he's trying to listen to something. I don't know. He looks really interested in what those guards are saying.
If you had a time machine, would you go back in time and kill Papa Fatherson when he was a boy?
Yeah, you and your thought experiments.
It's a mind bender.
I mean, he'd be a boy, but it's Papa Fatherson, so yes, obviously, right? You'd have to.
I mean, there's no question he's the greatest contributor to suffering in the history of papas and boys alike.
He's the monster who started all this.
You gotta take him out.
Guards, cool thought experiment. Do you actually know what the real answer is?
Yeah, you kill Papa Fatherson because he's irredeemable.
The real answer is that you don't do it because he's a boy. It's in the question itself. When he was a boy. Papa Fatherson's a real boy in this case. So yeah, that's the solution to your question. Hey, who is that throwing open the doors to the throne room? You almost stepped on my decorative ramp. Have a little respect. I'm the interim leader of Boy Cult over here.
Not for long, Boy Dangerous. You're under arrest.
Unforgiving boy, you don't have the authority to arrest me. I'm interim leader.
This is a coup. We know what you did. We know you killed Slingshot. We know you killed Hilarious Boy.
Wait, I'm being set up. This is one of those insincere political justifications for a coup.
Librarian Boy, respected member of the community, says you came to him asking for instructions on how to poison lollipops.
The reference counter is supposed to be anonymous, so I don't believe he would say that.
Slingshot's tongue was blue, and we found poison lollipop remains in the trash.
Well, I didn't want to eat it. It was poison. I had to get rid of it.
And the kill list under your bed? Hilarious Boy, crossed off. General Slingshot, crossed off.
That is just a list of all of my closest friends and confidants at the top of Boy Cult, and yes, I crossed them out after they died, because they're no longer friends that I want to be reflecting on, thinking about my networks and connections. Because they're dead, yes, but not because I killed them.
You two guards, right now it's time to decide what side of history you're on. You with us, or you with him?
Oh my god, they're so bad at these types of moral thought experiments. Could you get some other guards to deliberate on this?
He doesn't think we should kill Papa Fatherson.
This is ridiculous. I have a second annual funeral to go to give a eulogy of my close friend. This is a big propagandistic event for me, important for consolidating my power, so I'll be on my way.
The only speech you're going to be giving at the Hilarious Boy Memorial is your own death words before you're executed on stage for treason against Boy Cult.
Sorry, I just have to get this phone call. 1 second. Oh, what's that? The security outage is almost over now and all systems will be returning to normal? I don't mind it was a little longer than usual. That's expected from time to time. Thank you, Gunk.
Okay, you're coming with us.
Please, can we have a little respect for the security team here? In about 45 seconds, they're going to be running a round of poison through the vents to make sure that no animals snuck in during the security lapse. And then we can safely exit together, okay? Just 37 seconds. Just have a little patience. 34 seconds.
Detective Papa, they said poison's coming through the vents in 30 seconds. I thought you planned for everything. I'm going to die.
Okay, listen carefully. This is part of the plan. It's not the main plan, but it has been accounted for. This is what you're going to do. You're going to submit yourself to arrest as a co-conspirator with Boy Dangerous. You are both going to go in the paddy wagon together towards the funeral where you are both facing state execution.
What are you talking about?
You are going to tell your dad in the back of the car that you two need to work together to reveal the truth, that he uses his death words to blow the whistle on the fact that he is still alive and who he is and who you
are. I'm not going to be executed.
The chaos of the disclosure will prevent the executions and the truth rippling across society create the conditions for social transformation and full revolution. I'm sorry, it's the only option we have left. I didn't want it to happen this way.
Not like I got any choice. Ugh.
All right, and yet you got enough rope there for...
The gag in his mouth, and just we'll put this black bag over his head. And yeah, Boy Dangerous, you are going to be executed on TV for sure. Look at that.
Execution time. How the tables have turned.
Hey, what's that? Looks like another boy just fell out of the vent in the ceiling here. Let's pick him up.
Must be a co-conspirator.
With that gag in your mouth and a black bag over your head.
That's what he was talking about, the vents. That was, you were going to take us out from the vents, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm getting big co-conspirator vibes here, just from a guard perspective.
Yeah. Unforgiving boy left us in charge, so he can probably just get executed with them, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I think when they do an execution like this, they try to get...
You want to have
a lineup, right? Build up to it like dominoes. Maybe you start with the big one and then you do waves of the underlings, or maybe you build towards it. I don't know. I'm just a guard.
If I was staging it, I would put Boy Dangerous up front and then kind of a row of co-conspirators behind to visualize how they were supporting him, and then they can all be killed.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. If you're ever looking for a second career, I think you should get into
execution staging.
Because you got an eye for it. Just open the back of this police
transport
van
vehicle.
And just put
these
two. Do you think there's a problem putting them both together? Is there a chance that they would conspire on some sort of plan?
Yeah, spit out the gags and talk to each other and make a plan. And yeah, I don't know. They've both been stripped of weapons. They're in a reinforced vehicle.
Hmm.
What plan could they possibly do before being executed?
I don't know what it's a 24-minute drive where they're heading to. I guess that'd be how much time they'd have to make this quote-unquote plan, which I doubt would even happen at all.
Yeah, not very much time to think of a whole new plan.
For all we know, maybe they're mad at each other over something. They have to work through that before they make their plan.
Yeah, the body language here, I know they can't see each other, but I'm reading some tension for sure.
I'm just so curious to know what happens inside the van. I want to hop in with them, but let's just close the back of this van. And I guess we should go back to the site of that bombing.
Yeah,
there's probably still more unrecovered survivors.
The bomb stopped going off, so now it's just cleanup, but I guess, we could go help out.
Let's grab lunch first.
Yeah, we just got promoted. We should celebrate. It was pretty badass how Unforgiving Boy just took him out, and now we're, in with him.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of a big deal now.
Yeah, and we were clutch.
Yeah, dude, that's so cool, actually, we saying it out loud. We just did, a full revolution.
Yeah,
that was, true. Super us.
Yeah. Who knew? Two guards just doing thought experiments. Now, things are looking up.
It's like a new era for us.
Excuse me, is this Mulligan's Second Chance store?
That's right. Can you believe a lot of these objects were going to be thrown out, never used? This lamp's perfectly good. How can I help you?
Got a message here for Mulligan, the owner and proprietor. Is that you? The trusted friend told me to pass it on.
That's me. Thanks, friend. Oh, it's from my friends at the Boy Science Institute. The tumbling down has arrived faster than expected, and a sharp increase in genocidal military technology has created an ecological cascade that is going to result in a massive historic flash flood that will hit Father City, Dadsmond, Boytropolis, and 250,000 acres of small boy landholding farms, totaling 4.2 million casualties. Today is a dire day, and you, Mulligan, are now the only one who knows other than us. Thank you for all you do, and good luck. All right, we can work with this.
You've reached Urban Planning Boy.
Hey, quick question, buddy. It's Mulligan.
Oh, hey, Mulligan. What's up?
I was just wondering, if I had something like 6 hours and 45 minutes to evacuate all 4.2 million people out of Boytropolis, Dadsmond, and Father City, is that possible to do? How long do I need everyone to know to get in their cars and get out of there safely?
Let me just look at my chart here, and this is just hypothetical in case something were to happen. Yeah. So it looks like Boytropolis, you could get everybody out in about 4 hours. Dadsmond, so it's a little tighter, but I think in about 5. Dad City is, there's so few roads out of there, and it's a lot of density. I don't think you could get half of them out. You'd have 3 million people dead, I think, at Dad City, in that kind of unlikely scenario.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks for the call.
Father's Notes Best Long-Term Storage, corporate office. How may I direct your call?
Hey, yeah, I'm thinking about getting some storage. I've just got a few questions about...
Oh, nice. Getting started young as a boy. That's good. I like that.
Thank you. I take after my dad. Is my storage here protected against weather events? Is it fireproof, waterproof?
Oh, yeah. Our storage units are completely everything-proof in terms of all insurable incidents like you're describing
there. And Father Knows Best, is most of the storage in...
98% of the storage across most of the major cities.
In Father City?
Dead City especially, yes, yeah.
Okay, great. And so those lockers now, they're filled with people's old things they haven't went through yet, inheritances, spare things that they're not using and stuff.
We got some families who have 10 generations of storage lockers, heirlooms, all locked up tight, filled with material possessions of years gone by, safe and warm. These units, they're air-conditioned, spacious, well-lit. They're a joy to be in, honestly, for all the things that people need to store. You could live in them if you wanted to.
I mean, as someone looking for storage, that's what I want to hear, so thank you.
No problem.
And I'm curious, not that this would ever happen, and God forbid, if we had to quickly move all of the inanimate objects out of storage and move in 3 million or 4 million people, is that viable? Not interpersonally, but technically, and how many hours would it take?
What a precocious thought experiment. Childish.
It's a creative exercise, and I thank you so much for humoring me.
Stating first that we would never sacrifice our property like that. Logistically, it could work. Our units all have separate entrances and exits. A lot of them even have automated tubes that'll take your objects directly up to the surface for you, so you could have a very efficient throughput moving people in and objects out very quickly. I would say 2 hours.
Oh, well, great. That's all my questions for now. I'll be following up soon. I'm going to talk to a few different long-term storage providers, obviously, get quotes. But I say you really impressed me.
Tell your papa he's doing a good job.
Again.
Hey, listen, I got just a quick question. Really important, though.
Okay.
You told me before when we got out a message across Papa TV radio and boycott frequencies, you said that could never happen again because of new security system or something. Can you explain that to me again?
After that security breach, they completely cracked down, and the only way to get something on air that isn't pre-approved is by sneaking into the Fatherson Palace in order to reach the manual override system that would allow you to broadcast the message on all Papa and Boy bandwidths. You'd have to scale the outside of the building to the very tip and insert the tape, except you can't override will be vaporized instantly by laser beams. There's no way to get anything on the air without sacrificing somebody. And I'm not doing it. I'm not putting a tape in that machine. You can just forget about it.
Right, now to hang up the phone and quietly resolve to do what needs to be done, saving millions of lives and... Papa, what are you doing here at my second chance shop?
Mulligan, I came here to see you, boy, of course. It's,
hey, yeah, give me a hug, struggling dad. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. It has been a while. It's cool. You haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you if you had a minute, if you're not busy.
Let me just check my... Yeah.
I was at Struggling Boy's grave again.
Yeah, you're doing your mourning. Yeah, I know.
And I realized, why am I spending so much time on a boy who's dead and not the boy who still needs me today? So I'm just hoping you'd give me a second chance. I haven't been a very good papa to you. Let's go play catch. What do you say? Get ice creams? We got so much to catch up on.
Yeah, I'm a bit busy, actually.
Well, you just closed up the shop, I saw.
Yeah,
so
to go do something. You didn't call ahead. I didn't know that you were stopping by.
I thought it might be weird if I called.
I mean, I've been inviting you for
awkward.
A long time, but you caught me at a bad time this time.
What are you going to do? I'll come with. I want to learn what you're interested in.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go...
I know so little about you, other than that mission you completed for me. Very well. But did I thank you for that? You did such a good job.
No.
I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
I think you're just as good as Struggling Boy as a son, honestly. Like, two equal great sons.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm actually leaving to die. I have to sacrifice myself to get out a message that's gonna save millions of lives. It's just one of those things. It's too late. It's too late. You had a lot of chances, and it's sad in a way. It's sad for you, sad for me to a lesser sense, but in a real sense, we're out of time. I've been warming up my hot air balloon to fly across the countryside and
so we have more time.
Yeah, it's like Cats in the Cradle, except for you, it's visiting your other son's grave instead of work. But hey, after I die, you could get another adoptive son and obsess about me. Maybe you could take something from him too. I gotta go.
Welcome back to Fatherson Protectorate Military News, the news that keeps us safe.
Boy abandonment is reaching a record high, with a rising amount of sons saying no to playing catch or talking about their day with their pops. It seems they've been holding grudges for old unforgiven trespasses against them. Doctors are saying it's just a phase of history and they'll get over it.
In other news, Stepboy Dearest has wowed us all again by successfully doing 300 brain surgeries on 300 orphans while driving a motorcycle 300 miles per hour, live on television on Channel 300. This incredible feat proves yet again that it really was user error all along, with boyhood being perfected in the name of Stepboy Dearest.
He didn't just fix their brains, he improved their brains. Orphans said it felt like their brain had tune-up, was going faster and smarter than can ever remember. He patched that brain up perfectly fine.
Just look at the boy. He incredible. Kid is master of the brain.
Father Dearest must be so proud. This next news is sponsored by Father Time Ticking Clock Company.
All of the flood measurement tools in the Fatherson Protectorate are malfunctioning or having some sort of weird glitch right now, giving a false indication of a massive impending flood. The Protectorate is advising small-scale farmers and city residents to ignore any unusual readings, saying it's happening to everybody and we're trying to figure out where this error is coming from.
In other news, the Fatherson Protectorate Boy Genocide Task Force has delivered 18 non-binding recommendations for the eradication of boy kind. It's being looked at by the High Command of the Fatherson Protectorate, with an expectation of a decision by the end of the month. Time might be running out for the boys. No pun intended, with Father Time Ticking Clock Company.
In other news, Detective Papa, formerly beloved gumshoe turned terrorist, has been spotted in the Father's Triangle by the Free Boy Forests. He's told many secrets and many lies, and you may murder him, by any means necessary, by order of Father Dearest.
In other news, we are hearing unconfirmed reports that boy cult leader Boy Dangerous may have fallen in a palace coup and may have been placed in a police van with an unnamed second boy cult leader, and they may or may not be trying to make some sort of plan on the drive to their execution. It is still unknown whether they may have some sort of personal history that would make hatching such a plan a logistical and interpersonal challenge.
Oh, we are almost out of time. In other news, clouds of speculation hang over whether Stepboy Dearest may be taking the reins of the Fatherson Protectorate from his stepdad sooner than many may have thought, as Father Dearest has not been seen in public in 9 weeks, creating a speculation frenzy that he may have a profound illness caused by loving and serving the fatherland too greatly.
Rumor has it that stepson Dearest hates the boys almost as much as his papa does.
Well, some say he hates them even more because he understands the sick way they think, which drives him into a type of frenzied rage, which he would take out on the other boys.
Takes a boy to beat the boys, as some are saying. I'm not saying that, but some are saying that.
How can you hate a boy's secrets without knowing them from the boy's perspective?
All I know is, no matter father or son that rules the Protectorate, I pledge allegiance.
Me too.
The Dearest dynasty.
I pledge my life to that loyal son, and I am a loyal son to Father Dearest, and I will gladly be a loyal son to Step Boy Dearest, shall he take the role of Grand Papa Consulate. Anything to eradicate the boy threat. And that's all the news this week, but if you haven't had a chance to make it down to the theater and say freedom for fathers, what is wrong with you? Get up there right now, get some popcorn, sit back and have a good cry, and...
Absolutely. It's dark in there. Nobody will see you crying. It's such a tearjerker. I've seen it 9 times. It's basically my whole personality at this point.
I see it almost every day. I've got the 3:20 showtime at Papaton Mall. I've got a standing ticket. Right after we wrap up here, I just run down there, and I let it all out. I cry, and I think about it all, and I just go home, and I'm just... fresh, I'm new, and really, we do recommend it.
Father Dearest, you wanted to see me?
Step boy, yes, come in.
How are you feeling, Father? It's good to see you.
Still weak, but getting better. I think I can take command back today.
Oh,
I think.
No. Stay rest. We've got great interim leadership right now, and you are not.
You were only supposed to take over for the afternoon. I had cramps. You're not ready.
Father.
You're not ready.
Just rest your head here. Let's just relax.
You're a good boy. You're taking on too much. This boy genocide plan, it's too soon. The technology is not ready. The troops aren't ready. We have to plan this out.
Dad, sit down here. Have a glass of water and everything's fine. Everything is under control and it's going exactly to plan. You got 18 recommendations from the Genocide Task Force and they're looking at them.
They're non-binding. Boy, you don't have to do what they say. And that investor video you watched, I know you like that actor, but...
Yes, I am investing in the technology, but that's a totally different hat than me voting to procure all the supplies. That's just... crazy to me. I can't even make that connection.
You're rushing into something you don't understand. You're not good enough,
Dad,
to perform a boy genocide right now.
You're very sick. You're not making a lot of sense. Just relax here. I've got your vitamin here. It's your daily vitamin. Open up and drink with water.
You checked whether they're poisoned, right?
Oh, yes, Dad. I've checked. There's absolutely no way that anyone is poisoning you, especially not by this very important vitamin. You look so sickly today. I'm just going to give you 2 more vitamins of the same dosage.
Thank you.
Make you extra healthier faster. It actually protects against poisoning.
Good. Yeah. Then I need those because somebody is poisoning me. I don't know how, if it's not the vitamins, they're sneaking in here at night.
Oh, no.
And...
Dad, that is your...
I can tell. I know what poison.
No, sorry, Dad, but we did investigate that, and that is your mind going.
No.
It's a mind going thing.
Yeah. Give up command.
Okay, so you stay in the bed. I'm going to order the genocide.
Let Major Daddy
get some
run things.
Anesthesia for you. There we go. Dream. Everything's under control. Everything. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my dying father for appointing me interim leader, and I want to thank him for his guidance on this question. The Fatherson Protectorate is going to be accepting all 18 recommendations of the Boy Genocide Task Force and beginning a campaign of total eradication immediately. Often, papas are afraid to put on their big boy pants and do big boy things, and as a result, they're little babies. But I'm no baby, I'm a big boy. It takes a boy who knows how they think to finish them off. And that is what the Fatherson Protectorate is going to do. Thank you.
And Stepson Dearest said, "The genocide begins now." The end. So, what did you think? That's the Papa and Boy finale. That was it.
That's the last chapter?
Yeah. What do you mean? Of course, I said we were going to read the last chapter, and...
Yeah, I guess okay. Yeah, I guess I'll go to bed then. But it's a little bit... kind of expected, I guess, something different, but...
That's the end of the story. That's all you get. The genocide of the boys. It's dark, for sure, but life's like that sometimes. Some people don't like it. It is a controversial ending for that reason. And it's a thinker, too. It's like the end of The Sopranos. Just cuts off.
Are you doing one of those jokes where a father says something that's not true and plays it really straight?
No. Look, the book. Do you see more pages? I don't.
Are you messing with my little boy head here? But
what, you think I ripped pages out of the book and then sewed the cover to make it? No, boy.
I don't know what you...
I wouldn't do that.
It felt like there was a rising action. Like, it felt like there was no resolution to...
Yeah, right. Life is like that sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's really it, hey?
Yeah.
No more Papa and Boy stories, just...
Yeah, no, that was it. That was the end.
All right. I guess I'll re-listen or whatever, but yeah. Maybe there's something...